Good afternoon on this 31st day of March. Today, as I do every day, I said Mass in the sacristy here at St. Catherine's, which, as you may know, backs up to 69th Street. So it's my custom after the Gospel, since there's no homily to preach, to take time to intercede. And so these days, of course, I'm lifting up everyone touched by the pandemic, lifting up my brothers, my parishioners, and my family. And during the silence of that litany, I had a start because a siren went by on 69th Street. And it reminded me of the many sirens that I have heard in recent days, and all of them together are giving a clarion call that suffering is right at my doorstep and your doorstep. And so perhaps the sirens that break the silence of the city at this time are calling us to a deeper awareness of our role as prayers. From our baptism, we get a priestly ministry of interceding, and the Lord in his goodness makes it effective. And so you and I have the opportunity to come to this Holy Week with a more alive, more alert, and more active Christianity, even if we don't leave our apartments. I just invite you to listen to the world outside your window, to listen to the world that is presented by your computer screen, to listen to the world that beats in your heart. And how is all of that, how are all of those worlds inviting you to plead lovingly before God, as our own Savior did in his crucified glory? Thank you for listening to this, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.